Good morning. Today is December 20th, 2012. Zayin Teves Tavshin Ayin Gimel. We're holding here in Siman Tof Mem Dalid in the middle of Sif Zayin. What I'm going to do is I'll start from the beginning of Sif Zayin, and then we'll pick up from where we left off yesterday. The Mechaber tells us, Ha'ilech b'yayim Dalid Dvar Mitzvah, one who goes to do a Dvar Mitzvah, k'goyin lomules b'noi, to give a bris to his son, Oilechol, Sudas Erisin, or to eat by the Sudas Erisin, Bebeis Chamiv, in his father-in-law's house. Veniska Sheyeshlai Chamiv Bebeisai, and he remembers that he has Chamiv in his house that he did not destroy. If he has enough time to go back to his house and destroy the Chamiv, and then go continue to do the mitzvah, the Milah, then that's what he should do. He should go first, destroy the Chamiv, and then do the Milah. What happens if he doesn't have time to do both? He should continue to do the mitzvah on his way to do the mitzvah mila and mevatel in his heart. And this is what we're up to for this morning. What happens if a person is on his way to save someone? Lahatzil min hanahar means the person is drowning. Or mean at Lake, oh, there's a fire. Or me at Ma'apolis, a wall fell down. Or me at Anos, so someone who's attacking someone else. You're on your way, and you realize, wait a minute, I forgot to destroy my chametz. So what do you do?
You're not gonna let him drown.
Not gonna let him drown. You know, I'm sorry to interrupt myself. Years ago, it was a long time ago. I was about to have breakfast. I was in yeshiva, it's in high school. And I just had my Cheerios in my hand. And then I noticed, what the case was not important for now, I noticed I had to go act upon something immediately. So I had the cereal in my hand, and I quickly stretched out my arm, and I let go of the cereal to put on the table. The problem is I was a foot away, so it fell straight on the floor. So then I had to take care of that emergency, that's why I let go of the cereal. Then I look back at me, I'm like, wait a minute, I just made a mess now. So what do I do? Of course, I went to take care of the emergency that had to be dealt with. But that's, and then I fixed the cereal out, the Cheerios afterwards. But that's what we're talking about over here. You have a mitzvah of saving someone. You can't let the guy drown, right? So what do? You continue, you go on your way to help save the person. And then you mevatel it in your heart, the chametz, you mevatel it. You nullify it. V'lo yachzor afilu. You should mevatel in your heart. V'lo yachzor. We'll see what that means in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, let's first see a Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha, the last one on the page, all the way in the bottom in the Bir Halacha, it says, Lahatzim in Anahar. So the Mechaber tells us that if a person is on his way to go save someone from drowning, says the Bir Halacha, I am Mishnah Berurah, Venire, Duhu Adin im Einan Yagir Klal Pikuach Nefesh, Rak Hezek Momin. The same halach would apply if we're not talking about pikuch nefesh, life and death, even if it's saving someone's money. Hezek momen. Gamkin sagi vebitul, all you have to do is mevatel the chametz where you are and go save your money. Im choshesh, if you're concerned, sha'ada hochi vahochi shi'asek bibiur, yishtoif hanahar rechushoi, that if I'm a person might be concerned, you know what, if I go back and take care of the Bir Chametz, I'm going to lose out on a financial loss. Not only my financial loss, says the Bir Halacha, Oy Rechush Yisrael Acher, turning the page on some editions. Or even if it's not my, but what happens if I know that my good friend over here, one of you have something is about to happen. So I don't want you to lose money. So I quickly go. And then remember, wait a minute, I didn't burn my chametz. Says the Bir Halacha, I should continue and save your money, and I'm mevatel it in my heart. So he's telling us it's not just someone drowning. That's the chiddush he's telling us here. The Afshar, he says further, it could be, oid, v'afshar, oid, v'afilu b'yochel achzor lahatzim v'negam kein, akilu b'rabban l'smeich abidl k'b'chagayin zeh, nesor chiyin ladina. It could be, he says, v'afilu b'yochel achzor lahatzim, could be if you could go back to your house and then destroy, then go back to, you have enough time for both. It could be, could go back. It could be they were lenient and said that you could still be vatal in your heart, that you don't have to go back. Just mavatal. Even if you might have time for both, it could still be lenient. Okay. Now let's see the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Lamed. Vafilu yesh shehus. Even if you have time to go back. To do what? Levar, the Mishnah Brura says, levar chametz, to destroy the chametz, v'lachzor lahatzil, and then to go back and save the person. So now let's get the case clear. Person, he needs your help. His mother told him, let's take swimming lessons. He never listened. So now he doesn't know how to swim. Right? So, but then there's also Erev Pesach, and you have to destroy the chametz. So the Mishmur tells us, I feel like Yeshua, if you have time, levar chametz, to destroy the chametz, v'lach v'lahatzil, and to go back and save him. No, you go save him. Shegolah kavar abriyos gazeh, because, I'm sorry, I skipped the line there. V'atam, the reason is, the mishum hatzos nefosh, sekilo litzmoich ala bitul lechatchilo. Because of saving someone's life, we are lenient to rely on being mevatel lechametz du bitul. That's enough. V'afilu makom sheyochol lekayim shnehen, in even the case when you can do both of them. Because of Magen Avram, the Magen Avram writes as follows: that the la'achar shas habir, the loy mahani bitul, that after the time of beer has passed, in that case, halachically bitul, to mevatel, to nullify it, would not help anymore. Yachzer levayer, kevin sheyeshuhus lahatzil achakach. In the case when you have time, we're only talking about a case when you have time, to save the person who's drowning, by first going to destroy the chametz, when you already cannot mevatel it. After the time passed to mevatel chametz, you cannot go mevatel it. So we're only talking about a case. Let's get this clear. No one's saying to have someone drown because you got rid of chametz. You have time to do both. When you have time to do both, and the time passed, when you cannot mevatel it, destroy the chametz and go back and take care of him afterwards. Because you will take care of him. V'davka, only kishibari, let's just finish this and we'll take questions. V'davka kishibari loy, it's only in such a case when you know for sure, shigamachakach yochlatzel, that you could save him afterwards. But if you look at your watch, let's see, he has around 45 minutes left, and I'll run fast. You know, I know a shortcut through my neighbor's backyard. Okay? If you start making cheshbonos like this, calculations, save the guy's life. Okay? Save his life. Now, the rabbi me'achreinim kof, so many achreinim write, v'shiyei shuhuz v'vadei achakach lahatzil gam kein lo yachzel levar. Even in a case, when you have time, to go back and save him and go to your house first and go back and save him, don't go to your house. Save him first anyway. Save him first. The dilma why, adahachi vahachi, matrid v'layochol lahatzil achakach. Because what might happen is a person will get so caught up in something and he won't be able to get back there in time. Won't be a pretty case. Okay? Back in top, in the Mechaber, the last line and a half of Sif Zayin, the Mechaber says as follows: "In yotzel litzorech atzmoi, yachzer miyad." We've been discussing until now that if a person is going for a dvar mitzvah, you have the place. Okay, if a person is going for a dvar mitzvah, then perhaps he should not go back and destroy the chametz when he forgot to destroy it. What happens when he's going for his own personal, mundane activities? He has to get his cell phone upgraded, right? Then yatzel letzorech atzmoi, yachzer miyad, go back immediately. Says the Mishnah Rosif Kod Lamed Aleph, letzorech atzmoi, ayin b'achreinim de'le'eze poiskim afilu hu me'ariv kedei leilech lilmoid, eitzel raboi, mikri dvar ha'rishus le'gai b'nitzes beer. Very interesting point from the achreinim. Previously, before we learned Chelak Hay, the Irish was learning Chelak Dalet of Eruv Tchumin and Halachas of Eruvin. So, let's say you want to extend, do the mitzvah of Eruv Tchumin, and you want to extend the how far you can walk. Why do you want to extend it? Because this way you could go to your Rebbe and learn Torah. It's a great mitzvah called Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam. It's the greatest mitzvah. That's what we say every single morning. The Achrenim say, that even if you're on your way to ma'ariv eruvi chatzeris, to make an eruv chatzeris, why? So that this way you'll be able to go learn with your Rebbe, to learn Torah. In regards to the mitzvah of bir chametz, takes precedence. It comes first. If you would have asked me, I would have got it wrong. Make a, you know, which one is a greater thing to do, greater mitzvah? I would have got it wrong. That's why we learn to get the right answer. That's why you have to go back and destroy. You see the importance of bir chametz, of destroying the chametz. The reason is lefisha ma'isa hamitzvah sugadom yalimud. The ma'isa of the mitzvahs is greater than the limud of the mitzvahs. I feel mitzvah derabanan. We're talking mitzvah derabanan. Kishiyash alakayim a mitzvah idei achirim. When you cannot do the mitzvah through someone else. Right, that's true. You're asking kashi or you're saying lamaisa. That's a fact. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to learn and go do things. You learn because then you can do. You know, if we're not going to do, so what are we learning for? Right, but what are you supposed? Learning means learn to do the mitzvahs. Right, so that's why we see even the mitzvah derabanan. We do this mitzvah derabanan of bir chametz. Sifkan lamed beis yachzer miyad. Go back immediately. Levar kimitzes chachamim, to destroy the chametz according to the ways the chachamim said to destroy it. Va'afilu kvar hichzik v'derech. Even if you're on your road, shein doich kimitzes chachamim b'mnei dvar reshus. Because very simply, we do not push off a mundane action. In regards to not fulfilling the words of the Chachamim. Now, in regards to how much chametz does a person have to go back for? In other words, you remember, oh, you know what? I have my freezer, those delicious donuts from Hanukkah. A box of donuts. Is that what we're talking about? You get hungry now. Okay. So, ad kamo hu yahu chayzer, says the Mechaber, ad kibeya, for the amount of chametz the size of an egg's worth, which is not a lot of chametz. Pachos mikan mevat loy beliba v'daya, but less than the size of chametz, of an egg's worth of chametz, continue on your way and you're just mevatel it in your heart and your mind and that's it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Gimel, ad kamo hu chayzer, koi al kol ma shenizkar le'el. This ad kamo hu chayzer is discussing everything we said above. In other words, even for a dvar reshus, kevin shehichzik kvar baderech, since he already started out on this trip, lahitrichu chachamim lachzor kishachamim supachas mikabeya eladai loy lebebitul. The chachamim were not concerned. They did not matriach him. They were not disturb him to tell him to go back. If it's less than the size of a beya, all he has to do is do the bittul. If Higia Shah Shishis, and if the sixth hour of the day came, Shein Yochul Shul Levatel, that he's not able to halachically mevatel anymore, because after this time you cannot mevatel. Sarich Lachzor Miyad, then he has to go back immediately. Afilu Ein Sham Ela Kazayis Chametz. Even if you only have a Kazayis of Chametz, you only have a small amount of Chametz, like the size of an olive's worth. You still have to go back and get rid of it. Sherei Kozman Shein Nevare Min Oilom Lugamrei Whoever Al Mitzvah Asay Shel Toira. Because for every moment that a person does not destroy that chametz, he transgresses an Issa Daraisa of not destroying that chametz. Avol Im Ein Shom Ela Pachas Mikazayis Loit Rikhu Chachamim Lachzor Ela Yelech Ledarko Yechshayach LeBeis Yivar. Now, if he has less than the size of a kezayis, right? We have a beya is bigger, an egg is bigger. Then you have an olive, and you have less than the size of an olive. If you have less than the size of an olive, continue on your road. Take care of what you have to take care of. When you get home, you'll destroy it then. Im hu yontiv ay shabbos yich belav kli ad erev chomish yisbar simin tafen vav ayin sham. If a person finds himself in such a case, scenario on Yontif or Shabbos, and we don't burn the chametz. So the what should you do? You should cover it up yichbol of kli until after Shabbos or Yontif, and then you destroy it, take care of it afterwards. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Ches back on top of the page. You have dough in your house. V'utarid b'makam acher v'yarei shemetachmitz, and you're busy somewhere else. Not, you're not in your house. You made the ingredients, and you're concerned that by the time you get back to your house, it's going to become chametzdik. It's going to ferment. Mevatlo beliboy koydim shetachmitz. So what you should do is, no matter where you are, you mevatel it, you nullify it, so then it's not your chametz anymore. It's worthless. It's like the dust of the earth. And then it's not a problem. Avalim hechmitza, but if already fermented, if it already became chametzdik, and then you remember, oh, I forgot this dough. Ein habitul moyil doesn't help to be mevatelit imu achar zman yisuri, if it's past the time of Isser. I mean, this case, I will tell you, this case happens many times in Erev Shabbos. I'm not talking about Erev Shabbos or Pesach, Erev Shabbos. A lady of the house is making the dough for challah. She goes shopping. By the time she comes back, she can barely open the door because the dough has risen so much, it's all over the house. So, these things, I mean, it's a little exaggeration, just a little, but these things do happen sometimes. So here he's saying, we have to remind ourselves also, they lived in this situation where they made their matzahs, they made their dough. You know, you're asking, what's he making dough for? He's making his matzahs. He's literally. So, it's not like, you know, don't make challah that week. No, he needs it. But then he got busy doing something else. Let's see the Mishmar Sif Katan Lama Dalet. Ha'isola Yisa, he has dough in his possession, in his house. Perish afilo achar zman yisura, he died bebitl. Even after the zman of Isser, he could still mevatel it. Why? Kevin Shabo Yisa Shah adayin lo hichmitz. Because since it has not fermented yet, it did not become chametzdik. Havidina kimoi koidin zman yisura. The halachic status of this dough is like before the zman Isser. So even if you are mevatel, afilo achar zman yisura, Taiva bittul, all you have to do is bittul because it's not chametzik yet. But who tarib the makamacher? He's busy somewhere else. But it's a loyma shemachma ze. He have shor loy lovoy lebeisoy miyad lafoisa. He's saying you can't go back because you're busy somewhere else. The yarei shematachma is kodem shiavoy lebeisoy. You're concerned it might ferment before you get back to your house, so you should mevatel where you are. However, if it already fermented and it became chametzik, sif kolamet vav avlim hechmitza. And if the dough sat around for the time it takes to walk a meal, which place can bring down is we're talking around 18 minutes. Sounds familiar, right? You always see in a box, you know, 18-minute matzah, right? All these. At that point in time, already fermented, it became chametzdik, and we say that the bittul will not help. Ein habittul moyel, bittul will not help. Ve'oivir b'chosho al bal yiroh. For every moment a person does not destroy it, he transgresses the Isser of Bal Yirat. V'tzarech leilach tekef lebeisu v'levar, he has to go back to his house immediately and destroy that chametz. Let's continue with Simen Tov Mem Hei. Yes, please.
So when we mevatel, we say kol chamir, right?
Right. Let's say we're even saying mevatel b'liboy. He's a constant, you know, that in my heart you're saying, I'm getting rid of it. Right, it's not mine anymore. Yes. Right. Right. To nullify it, saying it's not mine anymore. You know, even if you don't say the Kol Chamir. Yes. Why not? Because maybe you might eat it. Well, it's still... What? You can destroy it now. Yeah. Yeah. You can still destroy it. Yeah. You should destroy it. Yeah. Yeah. Sif Karten... Sif Ches, rather. And I'm sorry. Next Simon. Tough Mem Hey. Now we're learning the halakhas of Bir Chametz. How do you destroy the Chametz? How do you destroy the chametz? Says the Mechaber. Keitzah bir chametz. Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, Sorfoy, you destroy it. We have an opinion in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah tells us, Ein bir chametz el esreifa. How do you destroy the chametz? You burn it. That's how you destroy chametz. Well, there are other opinions. They say you also, Oy pyroroi, or you crumble it up. They're talking about an item that's crumbled. V'zayre l'ruach, and you throw it out to the wind, or you throw it out to the sea. V'mhaya hechametz koshe, if the chametz is hard, v'ein hayom mechatchay b'mehera, and the sea will not chop it up, will not destroy it quickly. Hareze mefaroi, first before you throw it out to the sea, you should crumble it up and then throw it out. Let's see the Mishnah until here. Siv cotton aleph in the bottom. Keitza biur chametz sorfer. How do you do destruction, destroying the chametz? You destroy the chametz by burning it. Ad shenase pechamim. Now, up until what point, what degree, you see it turns a little black. Is that good enough? Then you pour the water on it? So the Mishnah is telling us here, make it until it becomes pechamim. Pechamim are coals. You want to really, really burn it. Okay? You really want to burn it. Not just, you know, a little fire, okay, Yotze Zayin finished, and then put out the water and continue with your baking your potatoes for the Seder. You want to burn it up. Sifkan beis a pararoi, the pirurim dakim, to small pieces. Shalim se'enu, mishu v'yena mimenu. Why do you have to break it up and crumble it? Because no one should find it and have hanah from it. Or zoyka zorka ilayam, or you throw it to the sea. V'adin l'nar, the same thing to a river. V'atamechol zeh, the reason for all of this. Mishum dechsivet, because it says in the pasuk, tashbisu sor v'teichem. Pasuk says, tashbisu, you should destroy the sa'or from your possession. The chametz from your house. V'chol davar sh'ati yochal hashbisoi. In any way that you can destroy it, you should destroy it. Sifkat and dalit. V'imhoyeh chametz kashet, the chametz is hard. Kegoin pas yavesh, dry bread, kosher, which is hard, or chitim yaveshim, which is chamsu, or wheat, which was dry, that became chametz, like it fermented. Says the Mishnah Berurah further, what do you do? Mefaroi, first you crumble up, v'achakach zor kal yom, and then you throw it out to the sea. Mefaroi, bepas, you crumble up the pas, pararoi lepirurim, to small pieces, the canal, like we just said, bechitim, gamke, mechatchim, dak, dak. In regards to the chitim, the wheat, you also should chop it up, small pieces, oitoichnum, or grind it up. Why? Kedeshiyut noichim lohamis meheiro v'soich hamayim, because once it's small piece, it'll melt easily in the water. Ve'esh mekilim bechitim, there are those that are lenient with chitim, with the wheat, that you don't have to cut them up first. All you have to do, rather, is mefazron al pnei hamayim shlo yuchal adam lalakton v'dayoy. Just scatter it over the water that nobody's going to go gather together and benefit from and use it. In a time of necessity, of need, in a case where you have a lot of chitim, a lot of grains, you don't want to keep it around for a long time. So what you should do is just, you can rely on the lenient opinion and to throw it into the oceans, the water. Vida, one we should know. The kama poiskim machmirim, there are many poiskim that are machmir, afilo the pas, she'enoi kosha. Even in regards to pas, which is not kosha, not hard, the bayi pirur, that you need to crumble it up, kishimatilim layom v'lonohar. You need to crumble it up when you throw it out to the sea. Valkein, therefore, iskimu achreinim lahachmir lasas pirur b'chol mokum. That's where the achreinim come out, that we should try to crumble up in all scenarios. Achein, however, mashlichoi lebeis akisei, if a person throws the beis akisei as a bathroom, if a person throws it to the bathroom, meaning down the drain, the toilet, right? Harehu kimavorim in the oilim lagamri, it's like totally destroyed. Kevon sheshum adam lo yuchal lehon simenu, because no one will benefit from it afterwards. Ve'ein sarich lefaroi koydim shemashlichoi, you don't have to crumble up before you throw it out. Afilu hu pas kosher ki yetzva zevim, it's hard bread, because no one's going to benefit from this chametz afterwards. Now, we have to remind ourselves, it wasn't always the plumbing system that we have today, that you flush and then it goes. It could be like an outhouse where it would be ruined in such a scenario like that. Still, the point is that no one will benefit from that chametz once it's thrown to an outhouse, a bathroom, a toilet, and so on and so forth. But don't throw it in front of a pig. We'll learn later on that once the zman iser of getting hana has come, a person is forbidden to throw this food to an animal. And the reason is, who's getting hana? You know who's getting hana? I am. The one who gave it to the animal is getting hana. That you are feeding the animal. I mean, I, I, as a side, I don't get hana when my squirrels eat the chametz. You know, they climb up the trees, drop the banana peels. That much I don't get hana. But in general, when we're speaking a case when they, when you throw the chametz and you give the chametz to your, to the even the stray dog, or you give the chametz to your neighbor's dog, you feel good about it. We'll see later on. Simon Tafim Ches more about that. But when you don't throw it in front of a pig, even though eventually he'll get it, it's not your concern. In other words, if you throw it in one place on the yard, and then the animal will get to it by himself, that's not your issue. You didn't give it to the animal. A person that has a pond in his property, and there are fish in the pond, you should not throw the chametz there that you had to destroy. Even if you crumble it beforehand, well, the fish need it crumbled anyway. You are getting hana. Listen, you don't have to feed your fish with, you're not spending money because you have your, right? You don't have to give them fish food. And you're also feeding your fish. So you're getting hana. So I want to share with you an interesting point. Picture the scene. You're cleaning your fridge for Pesach. You find a container of harif, schug. We all know what this is, right? You put in your falafel, the red spicy stuff, or the green spicy stuff, right? Or they have the hot, red hot devil sauce. Okay, and you don't want to keep this in your house on Pesach. Hey, I'm not saying chametz or not. You don't want to keep it around you. So what do you want to do? You want to pour it on your chametz by beer chametz, to destroy the chametz. Now, what kind of dog, maybe less is Israeli dog, you know? But what kind of dog is going to eat that chametz? What is this?
Chihuahua,
yeah? Okay. Well, the average dog, I think, wouldn't. But, you know, even if they would, is that an approach? Should a person take his chug and put it on it and destroy his chametz like that? So in number 5 of the deer shoe, in the last paragraph over there, they bring down, let's say you pour a very spicy food, sauce, onto the chametz. That it's inedible, that you wouldn't eat it because it's so spicy, right? The Bi'ur Halacha says, "She'em es batu menu sham, she'em chametz machmas zeh." It's still the name of chametz, the status of chametz is not batu because of this. So a person thinks, I'll get rid of my chametz by pouring on this chug. No, that whole container, who needs it anymore? You know, you throw the whole thing on it. That's what he's saying here. Right, exactly. It's technically, it's not inedible. It's just not the wise thing to do. Right? Unless you have a fireman next door. Okay, let's see further. Let's finish the Sif Beis. V'toiv l'sorfa b'yoim. The Ramah says back on top. Okay, the Ramah says back on top. Hagav, ha'minig l'sorfa, the minig is, so how should we destroy the chametz? The minig is to burn it. V'toiv l'sorfa b'yoim, it's appropriate, it's good to burn it by day. Dumya de noisor is similar to noisor. The carbon that was left over, and you want to burn by day. Shehayah nisraf b'yom, which is burned by day. Ah, however, im roitzel l'sarfa miyad, ach arbediko kidei shelo yigrenu choldo harishus b'yodei. If a person is concerned that he doesn't want to keep this chametz around, and he wants to burn it right after he does the bedika at night, because he has a weasel around, and he doesn't want the weasel to get the best of his chametz, he can. If he wants to, he can. Says the Mishnah Sif Kod Nivav, V'hamini l'sor, for the minig is to burn it. The Choshishin, L'das ha-Poiskim, because we are concerned in regards to those Poiskim, Shepasku, Ki Rabbi Yehuda, that those Poiskim pass like Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Ein bir chametz el esreifa. In regards to bir chametz, how do you fulfill it? You have to burn it. The Alfinon, because we learn out, Minoisar, from Noisar, Shehu b'sreifa, which is also by burning it. Even if you're going to destroy it, burn it at the right time, at the end of the 5th hour of the day, that's what we do. Could the mavor leel simin tafla medalid, as we spoke about earlier in tafla medalid. Oy bechol shah sheishes or during the whole 6th hour. Because she came the matzah chametz lacha sheish oy bepesach gufa. Even more so, if you find chametz after the 6th hour or on Pesach itself, a nightmare. But you found the chametz on Pesach. The bavada yesh linoig lechatchila levarei al deisreif adafka. The best way to do it, you don't have to take out your blowtorch, but you should burn the chametz. Sifkan zayin. The toiv lesarfa b'yoyim, it's good to burn it by day. Umaril kosav tamache denochin yoyis lesarfa b'yoyim. The Maril says, well, another reason why you should burn it by day, kidei shemitoich ze yizkur levatel bitul sheni yishem avatim b'yoyim. Because then you'll also remember to do the second bitul, which is done by day. In other words, you're going to have chametz in the morning. Erev Pesach, you're going to eat chametz for breakfast. You still have chametz around. So in order to make sure you mevatel that chametz by day as well, the chametz you had left around, you should also, Maril says, burn the chametz also by day so you'll remember to do the two together. Let's just finish this point. No, but if you're burning everything by night, right, you're saying if you, there are those who want to burn it by night. So then we're saying, but you might eat by day. Right?
Correct, but if you burn it by day, you're forced to bundle it a second time.
Well, that's my real saying, that's his point. Right, to make sure you don't forget to you're not forced to, you could, but you want to make sure you remember to do the two together. And let's finish up over here. He says further, Vesarf Mishah Hamishis, you burned by the 5th hour, Shaharei Tzarech Levatel Achakach, because you have to levatel afterwards. At 6th hour, it's not in your possession anymore to mevatel it. Now, if you have your hashanos around from Sukkot's time, what should he use? What's the fuel that you should use? Use the hashanos. Why is that? Since you used it, one mitzvah, dalam minim. Use it also for another mitzvah of destroying the chametz. There are those also who use the lulav. They chop up the lulav, cover up the lulav. You don't. It's such a suggestion. You could put the lulav, your 4-foot lulav in, but then you don't want the fire to come up there also. Better chop it. This is not halacha. This is just using your seichel. Cut it up first, then put it into the pot. We're going to stop here, and we're going to continue with Mishnah Brura in a few minutes as well. Thank you.